forget the time she got to look at that bad boy for the first time. You know what she said? Do you think it'll fit? She was so cute. And then, lovingly, I guided her through one plateau of ecstasy. She pledged allegiance to me forever. The act itself so peaceful. Our time together so peaceful. But the longer I sat at that kitchen table, the more I got to thinking, what am I doing here? Letting her tell this, some guy walks in and writes a check? Says she were a common hooker. I mean, admittedly, the guy was educated and erudite and it was 15. Jeez, but, I mean, we're talking about an eternity with another human being for 50. How can you put a price on that? What kind of fool am I? What kind of idiot am I letting another man paw and grope and salivate on her? And Estelle, I can see the tears in her eyes. She saw us right off the bat, and here I was only thinking about the cash. Yeah, my poor little... I looked at my watch. Yeah, only 10 minutes had gone by. Maybe they were... still smoking the camel. I took those stairs two at a time. I pounded on the door. I said, Estelle, let's go. Has anything happened yet? Yeah. I heard the guy's voice say, just a little bit of gobbledygee. I said, finish the job, sleazebag.
Nobody else has the grease man, because nobody else has the tuna. The grease man on DC 101.
We might have been in the bag a little bit because we went reeling into this bathroom and Jackson took a constitutional into a mop bucket, which wouldn't have been too bad, except when he hit the handle to flush that thing. He whistled for aid. I saw him pinned in that thing. I said, Jackson, oh, God, let me undo that thing. Talk about swollen there. I have to them babies. I said, this bother you a little bit. He whistled there. To show the intensity of his discomfort. I said, buddy. You're in pain. Wait till the janitor sees his bucket. Then he's, come on, let's get out of here. Let's hop, put it out of here before there are further complications.
Hey, it's 23 minutes before 9 o'clock with the grease man perking and working and having a ball at DC 101. Rain this morning, sunshine later on. Right now it's 73 degrees.
Dash's desire.
About to have a baby, so why don't we talk to her, see what's cooking? Yeah. Is this your first baby, little honey?
Yeah.
How old are you, honey?
18.
18 years old?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah.
But you're living with your in-laws, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't that bite the walls?
No, not really.
Give you somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Somebody to cook the meals and make your bed just like you were home. Well, honey, don't you miss those intimate moments with your husband? The problem with living with your in-laws is that, like, at night when you're watching TV, the whole mishpucha. You know from mishpucha? You don't know from mishpucha. Shiks are out in Bowie, doesn't know. What does she know from mishpucha? But I'm saying that when you're sitting around with the whole family... Right, at night, don't you watch TV, and there's your father-in-law and mother-in-law breaking wind over in the wicker chairs. There's you and your husband. You can't really relax, you know?
Yeah.
You can't run through the rooms naked, slapping each other's butts.
That's true.
But you have your own little private room.
Yeah.
Where the bliss takes place.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have the privacy to, like, stand in the kitchen one day and just hungrily kiss him.
No.
But you don't miss it.
No.
You're not too big on that stuff anyway. Right, the whole procedure is unsavory and best to be gotten over with as quickly as possible in your view. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I thought so. Well, it sounds like you're a true mental whiz. And let me put the phone to your tummy and make sure... will you put the phone to your belly so we can see what the baby's doing?
Sure.
Just hold it right there and I'll roll some quiet music. Unbelievable. Having children. Children having children. It happens over again. I mean, it's unbelievable. Hello? Is there a little baby in there?
Hello? I'm in here and I'm kind of scared.
What are you scared about?
Well, I heard you talking about mommy. Am I going to be inbred?
Well, I don't know. I, to be honest with you, after talking to your mom, I don't think you're going to be wearing a Mensa ring anytime soon.
Stares vacantly, chewing her cup.
just get a grip on yourself. Admittedly, Mumsy probably wouldn't do too well on Jeopardy. But she sounds like a nice person, and frankly, we need, you know, gas station attendants and, you know, the like. You can study hard and lift yourself up by your bootstraps. You don't have to just sit there with a kind of expression on your face. If you work at it, obviously you're very concerned, and I'm sure you'll be fine. And I'm kind of psychic. Anyway, and I'm getting vibes about you. Positive vibes.
You mean, like, I'm going to turn out okay and everything?
Sure, you're going to be fine. You're going to be a beautiful, healthy, bouncing baby. Look, I'm getting a vision. Yes, I see your picture. I see your picture, and oh, you are beautiful. Little smile on your face. Yeah, you just look as sweet as can be, so don't you worry, okay? Your picture looks beautiful, and I'm sure you will be, too. Goodbye, little fella. You take care. I didn't have the heart to tell him I was looking at his picture on a milk carton.
Why wake up with wood?
Poor little fella.
When you can wake up with the Grease Man on DC 101.
And that string bikini body. My little teeny weeny. My little hearty. My hearty little. Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Oh, you could be wearing that thing and. That's one good thing about not having Estelle around anymore. Estelle could never wear a bikini, but she would try. You know, she's one of those women that would, shouldn't be wearing a bikini. I mean, you look at her and go, oh, that's nasty. Oh, that is nasty. I'd say, Estelle, why don't you get a bathing suit? You know, the kind that dress with a, you know, there's like a little dress with a full thing. You know, she said, I don't want to wear one of those. I said, Estelle, that's the kind you're supposed to wear. Kate Smith wears them. She said, well, I'm not like that. I said, all right, so you ain't as beefy as Kate, but. Estelle, you get a little broad in the beam, baby. She said, no, I'm wearing a string bikini. I said, all right. So we went to the beach. There she is in that tiny bikini all hanging out of it. It was nasty. It was nasty. She went wading into the water. She turned around to wave at me. Hi, honey. Well, you know, big wave, 6 feet maybe, hits her right in the middle of the back. Bam! Knocks her down there. When she comes up, she ain't got the top of that bikini. She just realizes she's naked from the way she paddocks, crosses her arms across her chest and goes running down the beach, terrified. There was this little boy chasing right behind her. Little boy, must be 10 years old. He said, hey, lady, if you're going to drown them puppies, can I have the one with the brown nose?
Hey, you think he's crazy? You ought to see his daddy.
Hey.
Grease Man, rocking on DC 101.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to speak to a Mr. Grease Manelli.
This is he.
Mr. Grease Manelli, this is Compazoy. I've got a particular problem I wanted to ask you about. Some friends of mine told me you might be able to help me.
Go ahead.
I've been sailing the six seas for about, come near 100 years now. And from making love to whales, I done got this disease.
Oh, yeah, from making love to whales? What kind of disease?
I got a disease from making love to the whales. I don't know.
Right.
And they told me you might be able to help me out a bit.
Well, hold the hydraulics up to the phone. Let me see what we got here.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, Dally, that is nasty. Here, I tell you what, you take here's some Zovirax. You take that, one tab every 5 hours until what is in there is through, okay? And put a little, here's some Vitone cream. Put that on there. Oh, that's awful. And here's some bacitracin. Put a little bit of that on there. And, Nelly. Oh, God. Stay away from whales, buddy. Chickens are better. See, the pirates that knew chickens never came down with anything quite as unsavory. Chickens, there's a trick to it. I tried it one time. Being a man, it's got to try everything. Hobble with a chicken is some of the sweetest hobble you ever get in your life. Ooh, it is nice. Yeah, what you do is you grab the chicken firmly, because he will want to squawk around on you. You grab the chicken firmly, and then you gain access with that bad boy. Yeah, don't be afraid. Just gain access deep. And then just break off one of the chicken's wings. And that way he'll fly around in a circle. And, oh, Nella! Oh! And then when you're about ready to achieve Shangri-La, you reach down and snap his neck so you get those dying quivers that are just, oh. Oh, man. Nelly, yeah, you laugh, but you try it sometime. You try it sometime, and you'll see. Ooh, there is nothing like it. There is nothing like it. Yeah, those guys at sea have a hard time of it. That poor man with the whales. Some guys bring chickens. I remember story I heard about an old sea captain who traveled extensively. They'd be gone months and months at a time. And the crew members would be speckling the ship all the time, you know? I mean, you'd nearly break your neck walking down the companionway, you know? There'd be somebody... So, the captain got sick of it. He said, laddies, I don't mind you speckling the deck, but you've got to be more careful. If we get a bad blow and you're running to catch the mizzen, you could slip and be washed away forever. Admittedly, you've got your needs, and it's not easy being out here without the women folk. But I'm instituting a new plan. At the forward of the ship and the aft, the front and the back, there will be two huge barrels. That will be the only place where such gratification is to be permitted. Should you feel the need, you walk up either to the forward barrel or the aft barrel. Anyone caught enjoying Rosie anywhere else will be flogged. Dismissed. And so, the cruise went a lot easier. Because now people weren't slipping and sliding. People weren't being embarrassed. I mean, you knew that bucket was there if you needed a big old barrel. And so, you know, you tended to wait until the last guy's through and you come walking. Oh, but needless to say, they were at sea for probably about 5 months. When they came back... Those big barrels were sloshing. I mean, holy Jesus. So the captain gave everybody a 3-day pass when they got into port. And he loaded up those two big barrels and he took them over to the candle maker. The candle maker gave him $100 a barrel. The captain says, hey, this is fantastic. Not only do I get the money for the cruise, come back to the candle maker with these barrels. Pick up $100 a barrel. Candle maker makes candles out of it, and everybody's happy. Well, the captain was feeling pretty good about himself. And when Liberty was over and everybody got back to the ship, he made sure he had two new empty barrels in place, already anticipating the booty he would get for them when he returned. Sure enough, 5 months later, they return them barrels of full and sloshing again. He wheels them over to the candle maker's house. The candle maker opens the door and says, get away from me! I'm not buying anything from you again, you hear me? Take a hike! I don't want to see you! Your name is Murder! You are persona non grata! And the captain goes, wait a minute. You were so happy last time. What happened? The candle maker says, well, I used what you brought me to make candles. And I sold the candles to the convent. And 15 of the nuns turned up pregnant! Get out of here!
Remember the time.
news. You notice I don't do them anymore? I've had it. You hear me? It's 3 after 8 at DC 101. People are taking me the wrong way. I go to appearances. People say, hey, how's Clinton? You know, as if I would really follow Clint Eastwood's life and role. I mean, there's no way that I would ever take a bend that way in my life. Nor would Clint Eastwood, a manly man, a bold man. The ultimate in machismo. There's no way that he would go that way either. No, either one of us, you know? But if I got a knock on the head. Probably have that little Calorama apartment. And every morning I'd be hopping around in a tutu. We left it in the middle of the song. No. I'd be hopping around in the tutu. Probably I'd read him the weather first. I'd say, Clinton, it's going to be a nice day today. We have sunshine expected in the low 80s. And then tonight, it's going to be good cuddling weather. We're talking low 60s, so we'll be able to smooch on the porch. And then Thursday, variable cloudiness and warm. With a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high temp in the low 80s. My day. So just be on your toes. Checking the weather for the Rocky Mountain states. That's what we used to do in the old days when we'd get hung up and not be able to fill the time. We'd check the weather for the Rocky Mountain states. And now I'm tempted to check, but I won't have to because it's very... I'd be hopping around singing, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy could make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. Oh, when we make love neath stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. For love of our goal. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. Yes, I will admit you give me smiles. Even though you've given me piles. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Water, da, da, da. Clinton, I'm home from the store. What'd you buy, punk? Look, Clinton, look. 15 jars of Vaseline, punk. Yeah, they were on sale. I couldn't resist them either. Look at the new label design they have. They've changed. Now the label on Vaseline jars features pictures of missing gerbils. Where are my chili dogs, punk? Where are my Slim Jims? Oh, Clinton, come on. This Vaseline buy was too good to resist, so I used all the grocery money on it. Clinton? Have you heard about people using gerbils for gratification?
I heard about a punk. I think it's sick.
No, I think it's nice. I think it would be nice. A cute little gerbil that's a furry, burrowing around every now and then, nibbling with those little teeny tiny gerbil teeth. Oh, Clinton, please. I can't do this by myself. Clinton, I want you to force a gerbil into the Bombays for me. Please, Clinton.
I gotta see.
All right. Come here, Blinky. All right, I don't know how they do this exactly. I know we'd mash him if we just tried to force him through the... The constriction might be too much for the little fella. I know. Here, well... Use this old toilet paper roll. That's the way they do it. Yes, that's it. Okay, and then once you get to the roll, you can then force him through. There you go. All right, I don't know. He won't go in.
Maybe you need some lettuce in there, punk.
Yeah, you're right. I'll put some lettuce in first. Yeah. Can I borrow your pencil? Yeah. That'll keep you from keeping it behind your ear, won't it? All right. Got that lettuce deep. All right, come here, Blinky. Oh, he's going. He's going to the... Oh, that's a sensation. He's nibbling. Oh, he is really zooming around. Hey, little Blinky's certainly been eating his Wheaties. Clinton! You're killing the gerbil! Clinton!
Be warned.
Fine. Hey, buddy. I had a little incident last night. I usually cook dinner. One night a week. Give that thing a break, you know? You don't want to sit around there like, you know, a beer in your bed like you're expecting service, you know? Like, so one night a week, I cook dinner, and I was in there. I always ask her what she wants first, and then I go in there. Well, she told me what she wanted, so I went to the kitchen. I grabbed the biggest pot I could find, and I started enjoying rosé. She comes running in. She said, no, no, no. I said, conch chowder, if I cried out loud. 23 after 8 here at DC 101. Situation, I mean, outer loop of the Beltway. Headed west towards Silver Spring. Holy jeez, we're talking BFU backed up. I mean, bad if you're sitting in that. Just count to 10. Just count to 10. Relax. Keep the radio on. You'll be all right. This too shall pass. 4321111, my number. Hello.
Hello, Grease.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Yeah, I've been fine.
All right. You are hard to contact, man. I've been trying to call. It's hard to catch up with you, man.
You finally did it. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Reds.
Reds?
Like the things, the pills, Reds.
They call you Reds. Why do they call you that?
Well, it's an accident. I'm Pearl.
It's what?
I have red hair. I have a red mustache and red beard and red hair on my chest and freckles, whole nine yards.
But normally when a person has a lot of red hair, they just call them red. They don't call them reds.
Well, I'm plural. I got an S at the end.
But why are you plural? I mean, my God, if you just have red hair, you're red. I can't believe this.
I'm serious, man. If you say reds, half of D.C. will know what you're talking about. Man.
All right, reds, what can I do for you?
I've been the drummer, Reds. I've been trying to contact you for a long time.
All right, you got a hold of me. What do you want? Stop with the fakata story here.
Okay. I want you to do a rap.
About what?
Struggling musicians rap, the Ned Beatty rap. I really would like to hear the ghetto rap, because I wanted you to make one up, but you never did.
Maybe I ought to do the Reds rap. How about that?
Hey, that'd be smoking, man.
All right, let's do it then. Let's do it. Hang on a second. Just get a grip on yourself, Reds. Yeah! Let's do the Reds rap. Get down. 29 after 8, DC 101, the Grease Man. Eh? He got red hair everywhere, and he don't mind. It's even growing out of his big behind. Bad teeth in his gaping gums. Gourmet food he gets from Lums. He got a big date, and he's got to get ready. Tonight he's taking his left hand to Betty. Let's rap. Do the Reds rap. Get down with your bad self, y'all say. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Say what? Say who? Do the bus stop here? Moti, Moback. Holy no. Let's rap. Doing that Reds rap. Well, he took a test and got 95. He was so happy. He said, man alive. He told his mama and he told his pop. He's telling everyone, and he just won't stop. Well, I'm sorry, Reds. I got bad news for you. That 95 was your IQ. Let's rap. Do the Reds rap. Whoa. Walking down the street. Yeah. Sneakers on his feet. Whoa. His breath is reeking of cheap gin. He's got a real old toothless grin. At least we can say that Reds ain't a packer. His favorite word is boom, yakalaka, let's rap. Do the Reds rap. Whoa, get down with your bad self, y'all. Say, tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Say, what? Say, who do the bus stop here? Mo team, mo back. Holy no, holy no. Nacho G. Nacho G.
American Honda Motor Company announced...
Poor little miss, 18 years old, and there she is already frustrated. Yeah, well, at least you don't have the worst problem in the world. I mean, there are worse problems guys could have. I mean, poor little thing is kvetching about the guy, you know, being rabbit-like. What about the guys that are done before they get started? Come here, honey. Let me hold you in my arms. second thought. Yeah, let's see what's on TV. But, oh, I can't. Wait till the first time you run into one of those guys, huh? Oh, Nelly, the world is full of dysfunctions. Yeah.
guy will talk to me, because I'm not calling to deride him. I'm talking to give him a call to help him out. Because, you know, that can be frustrating. That can be, it causes tremendous problems in the relationship, you know? Yeah, nothing worse than thinking you're doing your best work and having a woman look at you afterwards and go, so what, you done? What about me, huh? What am I, chopped liver here? Yeah, you know, you sit there and you feel like, well, I think, you know, Cheers is on. We wanted to be done in time for Cheers, didn't we? Yeah, I'll give you a Cheers. I'll give you a Cheers right up that side of the head. I'll give you a Cheers. So, there we are. There we are. 9:23.
Hello.
Hey, David, is that you, buddy? Hello?
I think you got the wrong number, man.
Oh, I'm looking.
Who are you trying to get a hold of?
David. This is the Grease Man calling. DC-101. Looking for David. Got a girlfriend named Sandy?
Yeah, hold on. Let me grab him.
All right. Get that boy over here. Yeah. If he came to the phone as fast as he completed his finger. Yeah. David, come on. Get your sexually dysfunction behind over to the phone, buddy. Now, you know we don't mean nothing. Yeah. He sounds like a working man, right? I hear the sound of heavy equipment. He can't be bothering with all his lingering sessions. He's a working man.
Hello?
Hey, David, is the Grease Man calling from DC-101? Is it okay if we talk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good, because Sandy called me and asked me to call you, so I want to make sure I have your permission.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're on the air, so don't say nothing nasty, okay?
Okay.
All right. She told me some interesting stuff, David. You know what Sandy has told me?
What'd she tell you?
She told me that when you have your zesty sessions, you finish a little sooner than she likes.
That ain't what she told me.
Yeah, well, so you claim that you're knocking the bottom out of her, but she tells me that it's kind of like, you know, that's how she described it. And you know what you need to do, buddy? You need to linger longer. There's a technique you can use.
What's that?
The technique you can use that a guy told me a long time ago, it never fails. Like, if you have a problem with premature Shangri-La, what you need to do is, as you're hobbling, hold a .357 Magnum in your hand, you see. And then if you feel like you're going to achieve a Shangri-La, you pull the trigger on that gun and BAM! The sound shocks you. And, you know, then you can go a little bit longer. Of course, there are some drawbacks. I remember the first time I tried that, you know, the doctor told me to try that. And the first time I did it, I called him up immediately thereafter. The doctor said, did you use the technique I recommended with Estelle with the gun? I said, yeah, I did, doctor, and it was horrible. The doctor said, horrible? What happened? I said, well, when I pulled the trigger, she bit the hydraulics in half and pooped in my face.
Yes, indeed, you are in the right place. It's the one and only Grease Man Show on DC-101.